double. And first I was this city is in color visa. Also this is also in color visa. Up to Samudra Garden and Chapahat. And first I see here like a jungle. Forest. There was no road deep. I first saw it was here. At first there was this bear gun standing.
This will go?
It can go, I
think.
It can go.
But this is deep.
Like kund.
Yes,
water. Kadamba Kunja and here Mango Kunja. There peacock. Here cockles. So here we can Yes. This is Radha Kund and Samkund Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written. We used to go there. Then there is a deep mango garden.
Orchard.
From there. So we go there and take rest there. So Akuna Thak has that this is Ritu deep. Ritu means all ritus. Basanta, six rituals in this. Six rituals. Always present here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come in midday as the pastimes of Krishna and Sri Radhika set place in midday at Radha Kunda. Here also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his association. And thinking he became as Gop. And to Nityananda Prabhu and all other Saruk Brahmoda, Rai Raman or other, Gadadhar Pandit, told that, where is my bansi? Where is my stick? Oh, cows are grazing here. Where is Nityananda? He was asking, oh, Nityananda, Oh Baldev, oh Baldev, come here, come here. And he took some sticks and began to play with cowherd. As in Radha Kunda, Krishna grazing cows with so many wires, told them that I am coming just now, just coming. And he took only Subal or Madhumangal with him. And in a shape of a Brahmin, he went to Kusum Sarovar. And he met with Lalita Vishakha and Srimati Radhika. Krishna promised Chandravali that I am coming to Gaurikund. And she was watching there. Watching there, waiting. And Krishna went to Kusum Sarovar. There Srimati Radhika with her Lalita Vishakha, you know, gathering flowers. Krishna told, who are you? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is remembering in my interior. He became senseless, remembering all the five sons of Krishna at Radha Kunda. So Krishna is telling, who are you? Srimati Radhika is telling, you don't know who am I? No, I don't know. You don't know? So many questions, and I am Vrindavaneswari. He is telling, I am Vrindavaneswari. So, bath color, frame color was going. So Sakhi came, Vrinda came here and told that Jatla is coming just now to see where Srimati Radhika is. So at once Radhika, with Lalita and Vishakha and all other Sakhi, went to Radha Kunda to take bath and to go to Surya Kunda. They have gone there. So what is son? When she meets with Radhika, Jatila, then she asks, why you have become so late? Srimati Radhika or Lalita Vishakha told that we were gathering flowers, and now we were searching of a Brahmin who can do Surya Puja. Then Radha Krishna will Madhumangal came in the shape of a Brahmin. They met at Surya Kunda and did puja. I have told all these stories. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remembering all these past times, became senseless and living, and again all assistants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to do kirtan with coal and karma. And then they went to Champakahatta and so many currents. At first I've seen before 50 years that full of water was there, and so big and good forest. But now Thank you. Mathura and then
Gokul.
Vrindavan in Gokul. First Gokul, then Vrindavan, then Vardhan, and then Aradhan. The speciality of Gokul, Vrindavan, Govardhan, and Aradhan. Nityananda Prabhu sat on that. Yes. It is associate.
The hotel is about it.
You want to sit?
Yes. We'll sit here. As you see.
No harm to sit on the tree.
No. We are in the laps of the tree. You can come. This is very old toy. Jugosami. Came up Nityananda Prabhu here and sat here and told the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He held here. Yes. In Dwapar-ji, Bhim came with his old soldiers to conquer everywhere. Or Asami Vijabhya.
Asami Raisi?
Raisi Vijabhya. Or Raisi Vijabhya. You are not hearing?
There is.
You can hear? So, Nityananda Prabhu is telling to Jiva Goswami that in Dwapar Yuga, when Krishna was at Dwarka, Pandavas want to do Raisi Yajna, where his pal has been killed. So they want to conquer whole world, especially whole India. So with a horse and horse, they came here, conquering everywhere. Here there was a king on the bank of Ganges, and his name was Samudra Sen. He was so much Shaktishali, powerful king. He thought that he was Krishna Bhakta. He thought that I want to take darshan of Krishna, but I cannot do. Because Krishna gives darshan to his only bhakta and no such a bhakta. Bhim is such a good bhakta that Krishna will come by his prayer and give me darshan. So if I defeat Bhim and Bhim will pray that, O Lord Krishna, save me, then he will come. So I should catch the horse and I can defeat him. So he caught hold of the horse and there was a war between him and Samudrasen. Samudrasen was so powerful that he defeated him. praise Krishna, that O Krishna, I have been defeated by such a very unknown person. It is so much shame for me. So come and save me. And you should have war with him and defeat Samudrisha. Krishna at once came, but not he had given darshan to Bhim. Only king saw that Krishna has come. He at once prayed to Krishna, and everything was fulfilled. Krishna gave blessing to king and told that you should be bhaktiman. He stopped the war, that king, and paid something that I have been defeated, and paid some taxes to Bhim. Bhim knew that Krishna has come, and anyhow he has turned the mind of king, and Krishna has disappeared, but he is Krishna Sakra. This king saw Krishna, and his heart was fulfilled with joy.
Why Bhim could not see Krishna? Is there any meaning behind
that? There is some meaning behind it. That bhakti is such a thing. It has been described in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Madhurya Kadambini, that bhakti is swaprakash. Swaprakash, you know? Bhagavan Swarup Shakti, Bhagavat Swarup Shakti, Ladini and Sandhi. The aspect of these two Shakti is called Bhakti. It lives in the heart of Aragatmik Jan. Follow? Aragatmik Jan. So he has told that Bhagavat Kripa is Anugamini of Bhakta Kripa. Understanding?
Anugamini.
Follow. Krishna Kripa depends on the Kripa of Bhakta. If Bhakta does Kripa, then by his mercy, by his prayer, Krishna does Kripa to anyone. Here, Bhim is Bhakta. And he is Siddha Bhakta. Aragatmikijan. As a dasara. The king is a sadhak one. He wants the blessing of Krishna. But directly Krishna blessing, mercy will not come. So he anyhow goes to the shelter of Bhim, and when Bhim prays to Krishna, Krishna comes and gives darshan to king. So here, without the mercy of his bhakta, Krishna cannot do mercy. Here, this is the thing. Here, one thing that why Krishna did not talk to Bhim. Here, he is new bhakta, king, and he is siddha bhakta, Bhim. So if he gives darshan to Bhim and does kripa to king, women think anything. That he loves the king more than me. In Krishna Lila we see there is some like envious, not envious, but the prem vikar, but not worldly mundane. Second thing is that king was a sadhak bhakta, but yet qualified than him. Why? Because after that he took darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Krishna. Then Krishna gave his darshan. At first he gave darshan in a shape of Krishna. After that he gave darshan in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shape. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha plus Krishna. So Radha and Krishna, him couldn't see. He could not see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. One who is the dasi of Srimati Radhika in Gopi Bhav, only can see Radha and Krishna in there. It is not for Dasharas, Sakharas, or Vatsalaras also who can see Radha and Krishna in there. But this thing has so thing was so fortunate that he saw Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, he is Shakti.
So the king was a Madhurya Bhakta?
Madhurya Bhakta, yet he was sadhak, but he was qualified to go to up. That is Sarup, he is like Brahma. Brahma is Adhikrut Das. But if you had greed to be the Radha Dasi in sadhana avastha, then I think you are greater than Brahma also. We have seed in our heart by greed. So, Narada Rishi and Uddhav, for Gop Kumar, they saw Gop Kumar and they made up in their mind that he is more superior than us. But he is not thinking now in that manner. So he thinks that this king, Samudrasen, was more superior in the Siddhabhav to Bhimsen. Bhimsen has gone to Radhakunda with Pandavas and Draupadi in a shape of a 5 and 6 trees there. To be anything, even a grass in Vrindavan. Especially Gopi Bhav and about 5,000 years has gone in doing meditation there. But they have Gopi Bhav or not, yet not. It is known.
It is not known.
No. But Vrindavan and this place, Navadvip, are the same. This is under Svetdip. So Svetdip is equal to Vrindavan. And this is Ritudip, Radhakunda. So nearer to this place is, and here Ganges is going on. By side. Here Samudra used to come. Samudra means ocean from Bay of Bengal. Used to come here through Ganges. It is said that ocean is husband of Ganges. But it is not true. There are two Ganges. Mother of Bhishma Pitama is one Ganges, and from Golok Vrindavan, the friend of Srimati Radhika and other, is other Ganges. She is Krishna Priya. So, for the pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ganges comes here. And Samudra, that is ocean, comes through Ganges here and takes darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here Samudra, that is ocean, prayed Ganges that I want to be here with you to, so that in your water Krishna, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is his associate Srimati Radhika Mani Gadadhar and Nityananda Baladev Prabhu, he is playing in Ganges. So he want to be in here. Here then, ocean, in ocean and Ganges, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu plays. Then ocean did prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to see your more pastimes. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give blessing that after some time I will be to Puri and I will play and take bath, give new, and so many pastimes you will see in future.
Chaitanya Chandra Dwayna, some of these things.
Things that will be given. So it is very important place in Chaitanya, pastimes here. So we come every year. Here, Bhim is our, to become Maharaj becomes Bhim, and I become Samudra Sesh. And so, but work becomes. In not, in by words mean.
Colorful.
In Bhaktita. Bhaktita, you know?
In lecture.
In lecture. He give lecture, then I give, then he gives, then I give. And all so that become so much pleased here. Because some ocean used to come here through Ganges. So this place is called Samudra Gadhi. Gadhi means, Gadh means fort, killa. So he was, here was Samudra Sen fort, or ocean used to come up to here. So it is called Samudra Gadhi.
So, really well.
This year, Srivikram Maharaj told that Krishna Prem is our prayojan. Krishna Prem. That is, Krishna service is our utmost goal. I told that it can never be. Huh? In Vrindavan, everywhere all serves Krishna. But in Vrindavan, Krishna always serves to gopis and Srimati Radhika. So we want that Krishna should serve Srimati Radhika. So he was defeated. At last he became Maharaj.
He admitted defeat.
At last he
Mayapur. We
have noticed in reaching our temple in Vrindavan, we have seen with our Radhisham that Srimati Radharani and Lalit and Vishakha have completely defeated Shamsundar. Always, every day. But when we came here, we noticed that Radharani and the gopis are very big. They cannot control our Madhu Devi. Powerful, and he looks as if he can take on millions of gopis. So we were feeling I was feeling every day just very disturbed that Radharani should surely defeat Krishna, not suffer. So then the deity was requiring to have some new paint put on. So we instructed the artist, and when the painting was finished, then it became very clear that now he has defeated. And everyone in the temple could see it.
Very good.
So we became very happy.
Our Gurudev used to tell that if we want that Krishna should search Srimati Radhika, and Krishna should wait for Radhika, when we see that Radhika is waiting for Krishna, then we become very sorry. And if Krishna is waiting, we were very pleased. Hari Hari.
In what form did the ocean go there? In what form did the ocean go there? So the ocean went through the Ganges.
The Jwarbhata, you know?
The
swelling and
tide.
Tide.
When there are tides, often what comes to Ganges up to here. So often used to come with Ganges here. ওখানে যাবে কি চাপাহাটি মন্দিরে
প্রৌঢ়া মায়া
You
have been there?
No.
It is called Govardhan.
Gaudamaya. Why is it called Gaudamaya?
Market. So it's a very big market of Champak Kutubiya. Here, Jayadeva Goswami used to live, and he has written it within the year.
Here?
Here. That story is of this way, that Krishna wrote, Hehi Pada Pallavam
Udha.
Peacocks are things.
Peacocks are things.
has established this mud.
I think that they are happy because you are here. You bring everything?
Gadadhar Pandit. Yes, that is here. He is to be placed in this place. And that is Gop Gadadhar. From there, Radha Pandit used to live in Mathura and in Navadvip, and he was
Radha Pandit.
Gadadhar. And he used to read with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sanskrit. So he also used to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Vidyanagar to read. In Navadvip, Koldvip, Gangadas Pandit was there. The younger brother was Vijibanina. He was also a associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has gone also to Jagannath. And there he returned to this place. This is known for champak flower, because in Dwapar Yuga, champak lata used to live here, and gathering flowers, he used to make garlands, so beautiful garlands, beautiful things from Anga says, heart, necklace, carnival,
earrings, flowers,
deer, so many things he used to do. And Sagarada and Kashmiriya. Yes. On the east bank or west bank of Ganges, in your side, there is a Ballal Dhipi, like mountain, but name is Ballal Dhipi. Somewhere nearby to Sand Kaji Samadhi.
Oh, I've seen that place. There's a kund there.
There's a kund.
Ballal
Dhipi also. Ballal Sen was king of that place. About some time before then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the time of Jayadeva Goswami. In 9th AD, AD of?
9th century.
Jayadeva used to live in Jayadeva Park, near your Iskon Mandir. Have you gone there? Jayadev and Padma used to live there. He began to arrive with Govinda. Every person were known to Jayadev Goswami and Padma, and they paid respect to them. So king wanted to see Jayadeva Swami and sent a person to bring Jayadeva and Padma. But he refused. Is erecting and doing new things. He takes so much respect to him.
And he looks quite young still.
He's above 80. Kotobaji, 84. But as
like a young man.
Young man. He's serving Gongalana. He refused to go to the palace that Raja was decided, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told that you used to come here then and often, so I will not live here. I will go to Neelacha. Then, think that pardon that I will not disturb you. You should live in my kingdom. He told that I will not live in this place. He told that in my kingdom, Champakhat is very, very good, with good prakritic scenery, natural scenery. Kakkus are always singing, and so beautiful forest is there, and it is quite fit for you. He told me, yes. He can live there. So he comes to this place. Here he was writing Gita Govinda. And Srimati Radhika has done man nearby Ganges, not very far away. So, Sarsa has done man. Now, Jayadeva Goswami is seeing in his heart that Krishna is telling Srimati Radhika to pardon him. And he is telling that, oh, I have given my head to your feet. He thinks, and he is remembering this thing to write, but he has no where to write this. Because he knows that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. And Srimati Radhika is Sevika only. Sevika means maid servant. So how is it? It may be that Srimati Radhika has such a love that he controls Krishna, but yet Krishna will give his head to the feet of Srimati Radhika. My heart does not admit. He is willing to write, but he cannot write. War was going between buddhi and man. What to do and not to do. Leaving the book which he was writing, told Padma that, keep it in Mandir. I am coming to take bath in Ganges. Thinking what to do or not to do, he went. In the meantime, another Jayadeva, when Krishna in the shape of Jayadeva, came and told Padma that, oh Padma, give me that book. I have not washed my hands and feet, so bring that book to me. I have remembered anything to write. he went in the mandir and brought it. And the wife wrote, Dehi Pad Pallavam. That is Margarala Khandanam. Mama Sirasi Mandanam. Dehi Pad Pallavam. The meaning is that Smara Garala Khandanam, Smara Garal. Smar is Garal. That is a smarment calm. Love to Krishna and between Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Here separation of Srimati Radhika or Krishna is Garal. Garal is the poison. And his heart is burning from that Garal. For that separation, Srimati Radhika separation. So Krishna wants water to subside that fire. Smarala Gan, Smarala Garala Khandanam to subside the poison. Krishna is telling Srimati Radhika, I'm giving my head on your feet. So you should laugh only and take the path. I am give me all. I will never do this like this. So you give this man. And until you give this man, my heart will be burned. And at last everything will be burned. So after that you will this part is Smara Garala Khandanam. Then Mama Sirasi Mandanam to decorate my head. It is like a alankar for my head. Your feet is alankar for my head. So give your feet as alankar for my head. And my that smart girl will be subsided by doing it. So you should laugh and give me that your feet. Krishna wrote this. And then again he told that I have returned from midway, now I am going to take bath. In the meantime, after only 5 or 6 minutes, Jayadeva Goswami came. She told that, oh, I think you have come so fast, early. You have come here, returned. And so fast you have come. She told that I have never returned. I have gone and just now I am coming, returning. No, you have come in middle. He showed the book that you have returned and written something in book. Show me. He showed that in very clear and golden type it is written. Margarala Khandanam, Masirashi Mandanam. They went to be and fell down on the feet of Padma, that you are so lucky that you have seen Krishna. I could not see Krishna. Both began to weep. Then, feeling so separation with Krishna, they could not live here. First, I should go and take darshan of Radha and Krishna. They decided. Akashvani came. Akashvani.
Voice from the sky.
Came and told that, oh, Jayadev and Padma, don't be unhappy. Come to my dham, Lilasam, and you will see they are in Radha and Krishna. They are. So come at me. I want to hear your Gita Govinda. Let me listen your Gita Govinda there. Now Jayadev was in Dubidha.
Two minds. Two minds.
to mind. Whether I be in now this dham or be to Vyasam dham. In the meantime, Gaurachandra gave it and told that after some time I will go there. And what you have written in Git Govinda, I will hear by my associates there. So you should go, don't worry. I will be also there. So he did pranam to this dham, went to Vilasam dham. There, one day, his Sita Kamala Kucha Mandala Sita Kundala Kalita Lalita Panama Jai Jai Deva. He was any other woman remembered this poem, and in Jagannath Vatika or any other place he was singing and gathering some cow dung. So Jagannath Dev could not be seen. So in the night he came out of the mandir and went where that woman was singing this song. She went in so hurry that his clothes in thorn were everywhere, and some scratches were in his three anga Jagannath. In the morning, when Pujari saw that why all clothes has been burned and torn, and why these scratches are in, he told to men priest, and men priest went to king, and they were so much anxious. In the midnight, Jagannath told that the lady was singing the Jayadev's song, and I went to hear in hurry. Everything has been done. Like manner, Devadasi was singing any song of Jayadev, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran away to that lady. Govind was warning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is lady, 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 lady. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running, Govind could not follow. At last he told in loud tone, "Are this is lady, you should not touch her." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, "Oh, I was mad. If you have not told that she is lady, and if I have touched and done like this, I should go in ocean and drink,
drown,
then you have saved me." So this is Gita Govinda, and this is the place of Jayadev, Baninath, and so many bhakti. And the Prabhupada has established.
I have a question.
What?
One question I have is that Champakamata, she lived here, but this is very far.
No. Sweat deep and Vrindavanat. Each other very, very, very close.
And another question. That sometimes we hear that before Madhavendra Puri, nobody could understand these confidential things. Yet Jayadev Goswami was writing in the 9th century. So how is it possible?
Who
no asparja bhav. But Sri Govinda Kar, Jayadev has some thing like this. He thinks that if Srimati Radhika gives her head on the feet of Krishna gives his head on the feet of Srimati Radhika, it is often for Srimati Radhika.
But it was written by Krishna in the book.
Krishna has written.
But then,
so he was not a devotee like Madhavendra.
He could not change. Even after reading what Krishna had done.
No, he can change. But not serving Srimati Radhika like Manjaris and all this. Madhavan Purva was one of the eight sakhis are like Naika or Manjaris. Jayadev Goswami or away from that. That describes something like Vidyapati, Chandidas, but not being Anagatmik Jan like Gopis. There is some difference. He has some aswadhyabhav with Madhuri. But Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Rupa Damodar, all
what is the destination of someone like Jayadev, final destination, if they have this aswadhyabhav and some Madhurya?
Like Chandidas, Vidyapati, they know that Krishna is God, and yet this is the idea of Golok, not of Gokul. Madhavendra Puri is of Gokul.
Golok Vrindavan, not Gokul
Vrindavan. Of Gokul Vrindavan, not of Golok.
The other one is Golok Vrindavan. Radha and Krishna are like king and queen, but still it is Vrindavan in appearance, but it is Aishwarya.
He has described something, but not like that, like Rupa Goswami and others, or Prabodhananda.
Not Parakya.
Not Parakya. He has done something, but not like that. It cannot be told that he was lucky.
But not fully thorough.
Not. God, Brahman, have you something?
Yes.
Yes, with 10,000 persons in tent, we are here in night in Parikrama. And the day was at Ekadasi. We have cooked so many things. But so rain began the whole night, tent per.
Flooded.
And no one could take any Ekasi fruit and so whole night waiting here.
New York.
All that. Then and often, from them with me. He has told me to see you, and I have come to you. I told that tell him that he should join this school again and serve Swamiji.
he was telling that write in a 2 or 3 sentences, but there's no need of writing, but you should tell my word. Like, oh, beautiful. Jasmine said in Hari to Deepa.
Now ISKCON does the parikram by foot. Next year we will again do. One question I have is that they have only given us till next year 7 days for the parikram. Is there any problem to do it in 7 days?
No.
It does not have to be 9 days. Nothing is fixed.
You can do it in 7 days. Maybe at first you to do in 7 days.
No harm.
Begin from Naomi. Naomi, Dasmi, 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 Dasmi.
Does it have to be?
Only my use of things in Antarctic Mayapuri in your mind.
But they are making a different way. They are planning to do it a little earlier.
Oh. How much are
you? Maybe 10 days earlier.
So that you can do meetings and all?
Not meetings, but some festival and seminar talking and. Any harm? No.
The degree of parikrama.
Ah. Therefore, I'm asking.
Last darshan at Antardeep Mayapur, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on Pujna. But anyhow, no harm. You can do it according to your. As was the father of Sarvam Bhattacharya, Visharad. The festival of Paran of Ekadasi here.
Oh.
You have come here anytime?
One time I have come.
Now they have done some scar here. Now we can fix it. Mundi even?
Huh?
Mundi even? Oh, yes.
We will do parikrama.
This is the main place here. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit and read Sanskrit.
Pranam here.
Yes, to see and to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the house was that of Mahesh Vishara, where Padmam Bhattacharya is Vrihaspati. I have not seen this mandir. When I can. No mandir at all.
Oh, when you first came.
So many jungles, forests. Only the forest, not cemented.
This house was here or not?
No. Only
something broke.
Something broke. So much things that here. There was no way to come. Anyhow, by very lean and thin way we used to come here. So this is the place of Mahesh Bisharad. He was friend of Jagannath Mishra. And both were disciple of Nilambar Chakrabarti, you know, Mahesh Bisharad's father and Jagannath Mishra's father were friends. So they always used to meet together.
Mahesh Pandit.
Mahesh Pandit. Father of Sarvam Bhattacharya. The son of Mahesh Visharat, that is Sarvam Bhattacharya, in his boy, very brilliant scholar. So he sent him to Mithila. At that time, Mithila, you know, the birthplace of Sita Devi, was very good place for Sanskrit, like Kashi. For Nabya Nyaya, you know Nabya Nyaya? Nyaya? Nabya Nyaya. There are two kinds of Nyaya, the old one and new one. New one was at Mithila. He sent his son, Advaita Sarvam Bhattacharya, to Mithila. And in a very short time, he was very much became a scholar of Nabya Nyaya. When he was returning, he was bringing some books of Nabya Nyaya. The Pandit of Mithila became angry and he snatched everything. You cannot take it because you will make Navadvip a place of Nabya Nyaya. You cannot do. So they snatched all the books. He returned here and wrote all the books he has remembered. In his mind, so he was a scholar. Every book was, again, he wrote, and he used to teach boys of Bangladesh. He was Brihaspati, so he knew that Krishna, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, will take birth here anywhere and will go to Nilachal Dham. So leaving all these boys and teaching, went to Nilachal and became Raj Pandit of Utkal Naresh, eh? What name?
Pratap
Rudra. No, Purushottam Jana, the father of Pratap Rudra. And after that, he became head pandit of Pratap Rudra. Sanchaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, was very famous, but in the Jagannath temple, when he was in Pent, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saw all the signs of Mahabhagavata. These are written in so many books, but he had not seen all these things in anybody's man's body. He became astonished and took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, I have read that how he teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta Sutra, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated him. And he became bhakta, that tatte nukampam susu mitmanam. Satare? Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that no use of doing so, because Mukti Pade means Bhakti Pade. Mukti Pade, Pade means Bhakti. In Bhakti, first comes Mukti. By Bhakti, Bhaktyabhas. So, Mukti is in the feet of Bhakti. So, don't change. Vyasadeva has written, and Sukhdev Goswami has admitted this fact, so we should not change. He took Mahaprasadam. At first he used to take Mahaprasadam. Then he used to take Mahaprasadam in the morning when he had not washed his mouth. Became one of the greatest thoughts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Vidya. Vidyanagar. Vidyanagar means Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in Navadvip Dham Parikrama. It is place of Paravidya. If you have a problem, then what will happen? If you have a problem, then what will happen? If you have a problem, then what will happen? It is the place of Vidya, Paravidya. Here Brahma, he said that Brahma came and from Krishna or Narayan, he heard all Vedas. Krishna has manifested all Vedas in Brahma's heart here. Sadashiv, that is Shankar, became Shankar, and here he was permitted to do the kalpita artha of Vedanta Sutra. Kalpita artha, you know, another meaning,
imagine and
imagination. Interpretation of Vedanta Sutra. Sarvam Khalidam Brahma, Tattvamasi, Prajnanam Brahma, and all the other things. Here Ramanuj came and took siksha of Vishishta Dvaitva, Nimbark, Vishnu Swami, all came here. Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, everyone came here. And they were they learn everything here. Here, the 64 colors of Vedas were given to so many races. Brihaspati, that is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, also came. He learned everything from there. Bana Vidya, Dhanurvidya, and all Vidyas has begun from this place. So this is Vidyanava. Vidya is two kinds. One Paravidya, one is Aparavidya. Aparavidya, besides bhakti, everything is Aparavidya. Bhakti is only Paravidya. So everything, every kinds of Vidya, Para, Apara, everything has begun from here. So this is Vidya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to learn Sanskrit here. Ganga sometimes came here, sometimes there, sometimes other places, and divided now this in 9 islands. This is Bahula Ban or any other Ban. Now we should go.
What about your friendship?
Huh?
Do you have any friendship? Yes.
Oh, have you got here?
No.
Then we should go there. At the school, there is a school. We can wait there. Or we can go direct to
Mangaji.
As you, in school, there will be.
What is a good thing to pray for here?
That the Vidya, Paravidya, that is, this should be Dasi of Srimati Radhika. This is Paravidya.
Same Paravidya everywhere. Same prayer everywhere.
We have one destination. So everywhere we can pray for that destination. That's good.
Should we also pray that the lila of that place may be in our hearts?
Certainly. Lila of this place. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done, it should be manifested in our hearts. And we should realize this.
He learns his sense.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching that Gopi Bhav is best of all his. So we should realize this. Anyone ask the question, Jiva Goswami ask the question to Nityananda Prabhu. Why anyone living in Navadvip and doing in Navadvip bhajan, why he wants to go to Vrindavan? Ask the question. And you are telling that you should go to Vrindavan. Why? If Navadvip is Vrindavan, no difference. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Udar, Audarya Bhav.
Merciful.
Not merciful. Merciful, but there is a very
magnanimity. Magnanimous.
Generous.
No.
Mahabharanaya.
Mahabharanaya. Here, when anyone sees Krishna, hears the name of Krishna, and Krishna manifests himself in anyone's heart, he becomes senseless. If anyone, like Srimati Radhika is telling, that I have heard Krishna name, and since I am mad, Tunde Tandavali,
Ratu Vichinite, Rup Goswami is telling this. Madhura Madhura me tat mangalam mangalana. But we don't realize this. If one Krishna name comes in our heart in Shuddharu,
Pure.
Then any man cannot be in sin. He becomes unconscious. But in heart he will see Krishna. So Krishna comes himself and touches that man, that devotee. Oh, by hearing my name, you have become selfless. So he touches that man, and by touching very soft and gentle, he becomes incensed. When he sees Krishna, so beautiful, with Pitambar, here, Bansi, and the eyes of the Karnar he sees, he again becomes senseless. Krishna says that, what should I do? Then he began to play on flute, telling, oh my husband, you have become senseless, so in his sweet voice that it went in the ear of that devotee and went in the heart of that person. And again he left. He became insensitive. Then, Taparaki, first is Saundarya. Suswarya. Then he again came. Then from Sugandha.
Sugandha is fragrant.
He gets so much fragrant in his nose. Again he became incense. So when he sees anything of Krishna, he becomes incense. So Krishna does mercy that at a time he can hear the name, he can hear the sounds of Bansi, he can see Krishna and he can touch Krishna and he can smell Krishna. And this mercy is called Audarya.
At a time.
Krishna cannot do, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Audarya.
Very good meaning for
Audarya. Any Madhurji, four kinds of Madhur. And one of the Madhuris can do a man senseless.
But when all of those together, again he becomes senseless.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, he can feel all these things at a time. This is Madhurji Kadambini has told us. Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur is so merciful. Now this is...
What is the essence
of Jiva Goswami told us, Nityananda Prabhu, that why a person knows that, even he knows that Naudi and Vrindavan are both one thing. So doing here meditation or chanting and everything, why one wants to go in Vrindavan? He told that Vrindavan and Krishna, they vichar kare bane, they just that a aparadhi bhakti of
dependent
person should not go to Vrindavan. They cannot see Vrindavan. Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a rasasthan. Rasasthan, you know, place of rasa, peat of rasa. And how to approach to that peat is Navadvipa. Krishna is a rasik, but how to be rasik? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that thing, and this dham gives. A man can worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He can worship only in dasya bhav. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we only worship him as a dasya rasa. A woman cannot reach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot touch Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, because he will not, he will be angry, he is not. From very far away he can see and
within the mind
she can do. But openly she cannot come. A king cannot come, what to say, woman. He never sees what any woman. So, any person cannot worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vatsalya, Sakya and Maturas. Here, Ramananda, yet he is Vishakha and Sarup Damodar. He is Lalita and Gadadhar Pandit is Radhika. But in the shape of a Purus,
male,
and as a servant, they can be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not as a friend. They cannot sit on this place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On the bed of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they cannot come. They will do pranam to that bed and place. So, as a friend, he will not be worshipped. As a Vatsalya Ras, we cannot worship. He is my boy, and I am his father and mother. And in Madhur Ras, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone cannot worship as a Madhur Ras. That Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my parakiya friend. We cannot do. In Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, it has been told that it is wrong way. But in Krishna we can do all these things. When we will worship Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Dasharas, and when it will be right, and will be Siddha. The same person will see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there, there Radha and Krishna. And there we can do Madhur Ras with Krishna. So, when we know that Vrindavan and Navadvip is the same, then by practicing bhakti in Navadvip, we will reach in Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be in the shape of Radha and Krishna. And then Navadvip will be seen by us that this is Vrindavan. It gives the way, it gives the way how we can reach in the rasasthali that is in Vrindavan.
Sometimes it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful than Krishna.
Certainly.
So we can see that for the beginning person, the mood of dasya is much more easy for them.
Certainly.
So, last question. If one comes to the stage that he sees that Vrindavan is here in Navadvipa, and what is the need to go physically to Vrindavan?
Because here Govardhan is not apparent, Jamuna is not apparent, here tamal tree is not here. Here everything is not. Then he will go there. He will buy these eyes not by meditation. Here in meditation, but there in eyes he will see all these things. And it will be more easy to go in Vrindavan. Sarvam Bhattacharya ki, Vidyanagar ki, Gau Premanand. Have you given something?
This was old temple. Again,
the Prabhupada has
you are there.
This is a Gaudiya Math. Here?
No. Gaudiya Math is
behind this.
Left.
Any of these are original buildings? No.
Height of 100 years before. Not anything. But this is original.
The trees.
Those are the same trees. They say that
you get some of those
little flowers. Put some pens in the ground, and the pens became trees. Like that?
That is called column guard. When you're cutting anything, and then a column guard.
All
of it.
Then Ritudip, now we are entering in Jahnudip and then Mudrudip. Fourth deep today.
Express. Parikram.
Yeah.